This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Soundplay Projects are a charity who host inclusive workshops, sessions and events with and for disabled and non-disabled people. They use technology to weave together music, sound, visuals and sensory materials. I went to visit their office in Glasgow and had a walkthrough of some of the experiences from co-founder Bal Cook.
So this one's called Sine Wave. It's like an LED sound sculpture made from plywood, and the plywood has been curved. If you can sort of, I can hear me, it feels really, really nice. It's all kind of, obviously, like oiled and sanded, and so it's a really nice tactile. I guess it's sort of, 4 feet high, but then it kind of scales down to sort of 2 feet high and then like about a foot. So it's quite a large sculpture that can be played sort of multi-generational. So like It's got one bit down here, and which is a kind of baby height. And they've all got buttons which are like flashing and they're quite inviting to press. And each...
Oh, fun.
So each one, when you press it, it picks a note out of a scale, plays a random note sort of with an electronic sound, and then passes a light along an LED light strip that goes around the unit. And they've got, again, the strips are on different heights. As you press it, it's like a little snake of light that goes, as long as you hold it down, the snake gets longer. So you can light up the entire thing.
And it's beautiful. It does move like a sine wave around the whole thing.
Yes, yeah. We made this just post-COVID when we wanted to start experimenting with a different type of like visual response. We used projection a lot, just start using LED because the quality of light is really, really different from using a projector. This sculpture was like originally for the sort of International Children's Festival in Edinburgh, and again it went down a storm, and we've toured this about a lot, and it's been a big hit. It now just lives at the play space here at the play space in Glasgow. Primarily because it's so heavy.
Yeah, it
and
looks
our backs,
very heavy.
Our backs can't take it anymore. So it's a really just nice object. Incredibly simple to play. Again, it's just you press a button and instantly things happen. And it always kind of sounds good together, even though all the notes.
And it's great because you've got, there's kind of buttons with big lights right next to big speakers. Yes. So loads of people could stand. And if you didn't have any sight, you could follow the lovely kind of textures of the wave the whole way around the
speakers,
project.
A lot of the sounds have quite a bit of welly, so they kind of you can feel a vibration as well through the speaker. So a lot of people like that. They're like getting really close and putting their head on the speaker, or even just putting your hand on it, and you feel it really. It's got that element to it as well.
And you've got these two lines of beautiful lights as well. I guess one is like much higher up and one is closer to the ground, and it's creating this rainbow. I can see you've got blues, yellows, darker blues, reds all flowing around in this big wave.
And when these sort of snakes of light meet, they kind of change colour as well, so it's sort of
so we just had a red and a blue meet to make purple. It feels like a little creature, or it looks like a little imps or something.
It does,
running around,
yeah.
Transferring the sound.
Yeah, again, some people are totally drawn to this and love this, and this is like the thing that they'll play with.
And I guess as well, it's great for if there are blind and partially sighted people wanting to learn about music. It's a very tactile representation of a sound wave as well. You've got this kind of swooping and dipping of all these different areas, so it's great. We'll have a play and then come back to something else.
Yeah.
To hear my interview with Bal about how Soundplay began and the impact they have, and hear walkthroughs of more of their multi-sensory installations, search for RNIB Connect Radio wherever you get your podcasts.